Wisconsin Emergency Management spokesman Todd Pritchard says a federal assessment is the first step in getting a presidential disaster declaration.
And it's going to be really important that we make sure everyone's on the same page and we get all the numbers in agreement with all the different agencies. And then that will help Governor Walker determine if Wisconsin should request that federal disaster declaration.
A declaration would make federal funds available for road repairs. At least 280 homes and businesses have been damaged, the bulk of which are in Ashland and Sawyer counties. The National Guard is dispatching 8 teams of engineers today to help assess and repair damage to roads. Pritchard says law enforcement is beefing up patrols along U.S. Highway 2.
There's some parts of the road that still have some loose gravel, and not only Highway 2, but other highways in the area.
Ashland County Highway Commissioner Emmer Shields says they're having trouble with people ignoring road signs.
Behind our road closed signs is 8-10 foot deep trenches all the way across the highways. You drive into one of those and you're going to be either seriously injured or killed.
A woman who drove around road barricades died Monday after driving into a washed-out section of road on Highway 63. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.